The way that Flora looked at me was horrifying. But this was not my only problem. Now, Mrs. Gross was staring at me angrily.
What a terrible thing, to be sure, miss. Where do you see anything?
I pushed her towards the lake and pointed across it at Miss Jessel.
You don't see her there?
You mean to say you don't now?
Now?
Only look, dearest woman. Look. She looked. And I think she wanted to see, to help me. But she could see nothing. Miss Jessel was winning, and I was losing. Mrs. Gross joined Flora again.
She isn't there, my dear, and nobody's there. You never see anything, do you, Flora? It's all a mistake, and we'll go home as fast as we can.
Flora stood next to Mrs. Gross, holding her dress. While I looked at her, my beautiful Flora changed. She stopped being a little angel. Suddenly, she was hard and ugly.
I don't know what you mean, she said to me. I see nobody. I see nothing. I never have. I think you're cruel. I don't like you.
She put her arms round Mrs. Gross and hid her face in the housekeeper's skirt.
Take me away. Take me away. Oh, take me away from her.
From me?
From you. From you,
Flora cried. Flora's words seemed to come from Miss Jessel, who was still there on the other bank, unmoving.
I've done my best, but I've lost you.
Goodbye. I shook my head at Flora sadly. To Mrs. Gross I said,
Go, go.
And my good friend left as quickly as she could, taking Flora with her through the gate and back to the house.